with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, so daddy, won't you treat him right? Go! Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them. Fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
No one to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Upon your knees, we will thrive. alive on, keep alive on. Nothing but kisses with Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs. I'll wear my trousseau, and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly care as our bloom far away upstairs. We'll have blue room on new room for two room, where every day's a holiday because you're married to me. Not like a small room, a ballroom, a tall room, where you can't smoke your pipe away with my wee head upon your knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, nothing but kisses for Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs. I'll wear my trousseau.
I call this meeting of the City of Goleta Library Advisory Commission to order at 6:06 p.m. First, we will do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Moving into a roll call, Director Jane Gray, not present. Director Jay Freeman, present. Director Lori Goodman. Director Abraham Peck.
Present.
Director Meredith Murr.
Present.
Right, we have four directors present. Moving on to public forum. Is there anyone in the public audience who would like to make a comment?
No, there's no one for public forum.
Thank you so much. Moving on to amendments or adjustments to the agenda. Is there anything that is changing? Thank you. Moving on to Agenda Section A, Consent Calendar, Agenda Item A1, Approval of the Library Advisory Commission Meeting Minutes of November 12th, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
All right, I hear a motion by Director Peck and a second by Director Murr. Is there any comments from the public on this item? Seeing none, moving on to a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0-0-1 at 6:08 p.m. Is there anything else you want to cover on this agenda item? Moving on to Section B, Presentation, Item B1, Goleta Valley Library Director's Report.
Thank you. I have a brief report this month, starting off with some statistics. In October, we circulated 50,675 items, which is an increase of 1.4% over last October. We had 21,528 visitors. 6,555 items were borrowed from other libraries, while we loaned 4,720 items to patrons from other libraries. We conducted two outreach events, which were a visit to the Fairview Preschool and the ribbon cutting at the Boys and Girls Club, which totaled 77 contacts, And then we held 83 programs at the library with a total attendance of 1,844 people. October is always Star Wars month at the Goleta Valley Library. It's very decorated and the kids love it. We held quite a few programs, which drew a total of 314 participants of all ages. We always include the adults in the programs because they love Star Wars as much as the kids do. The after-school homework help grant program started in October. We will be placing a large advertisement in the print version of the Independent. It's gotten to a slow but steady start. We have a good number of tutors who are mostly senior citizens who are helping the children who are from age K through fifth grade. And they're all making good use of the BrainFuse Now database, which, just as a reminder, is the database that provides them with access to live expert tutors who can help with all aspects of homework for that age group. Yes.
Can you say a little bit more? You said slow and but steady start. So could you put some numbers on that and talk about where you eventually want to be?
Right. Well, the first week, we were getting about 5 to 7 kids each session. And we each session, it's Tuesday and Thursday from 3:15 to 6 p.m. So it's a half hour block. So that was okay, but we were sending some tutors home without having worked with kids. It's slowly increasing. And but however, we do want to put an advertisement in the Independent, and we think that will increase things. We also have had discussions with the schools, and we'll be sending home a flyer in the Friday packet.
Friday folder.
Yeah. Friday folder. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then if I can also suggest to request a Parent Square announcement, because that's how many parents get their information, even though they always get the Friday folder.
Right. Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you.
Yes. First of all, I appreciate these handouts, and I also appreciate having a hard copy here. One possibility on the statistics page, going back to that, we don't have to look at it, but if we could have some kind of reference point to it, in other words, maybe probably year on year as opposed to the previous month, because there's vagaries with summer and school out and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you could just interject, okay, like, you know, October 2018 versus October 2019 and stuff like that. I think that we could see a curve or have some reference.
In terms of...
Well, I will go back then. So if we... So we say 21,598 visited. What was that a year ago?
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. Just throw in... It's only 3 or 4 data points.
Okay.
I think it would be useful to see.
I could do that, certainly.
Great. Mm-hmm.
I had another question about the tutoring. And I was curious if you have a sense of which schools the children are coming from.
I do not have that data myself, but we do have someone in charge of the project, and she is collecting that data. We're collecting data from the parents and the tutors as well, so they are collecting that information at the library.
Just to follow up, I mean, my guess is that you were asking because that could also be a reason for low turnout, is that they have a hard time getting there. You might assume that you would get a whole lot of people coming from La Patera and Kellogg, for example, because it's walkable. And so it would be interesting to see if the data bears that out.
Right. The Isla Vista Elementary School parents had a take-home survey that they were working on Harwood questions about library services. They're going to return that to us in December. And then we have one more Harwood conversation that we're having with a PTA in Goleta this month. And then that will be the end of the Harwood data gathering on library services. And then, since there's always the stereotype about librarians and cats, I thought I would foster the stereotype just for my own amusement. And so the friends for their fall fundraising drive got enough money to purchase 28 new computers for the public and for staff, as well as all of the appropriate software licenses. So those computers are on order, and we are anxiously awaiting them. They will make the internet speed for patrons using our computers much faster. So we're very excited about those. And as always, very grateful to our friends who do so much for the library and for our patrons. And that is my report.
So I have a question about the computers, and it's very exciting that you're getting the new ones. And I'm kind of mixing agenda items, but one of the things I would like to hear more about is kind of the computer services that you provide. And so what computers you are actually going to have, what software is on there, and then also how they're maintained, and, you know, kind of cyber security issues when it comes to the Wi-Fi. And so that's something I would be interested about in hearing at some later date.
Okay. We will definitely prepare a report on our computer services.
I think you also have a budget in this item.
Yes. We corrected the error on the capital outlay and CIP services. That was confusing everyone at the previous meeting. So that is no longer there. I would be happy to answer any questions that anyone has. This budget obviously goes through October 31st and shows you the fiscal year budget and then the year-to-date actuals through October 31st.
So I had a few questions on the budget. So the total revenues are greatly different, of course, and a lot of that seems to be attributed to the county and the measures. Can you provide a little more detail on that?
Yes. Each year, the county creates a countywide library services agreement. And because of their timing and because of the fact that not all of the library's budgets are balanced, it takes some time for them to figure out exactly how much money they're going to give to each library. They give $7.80 per capita. And so in our case this year, we'll be receiving approximately $742,000. I think we're actually going to be receiving slightly more than that. But there are other libraries such as Solvang and Buellton where their per capita and their other revenues don't balance out the expenditures column. So there are certain libraries that are looking for extra help from the county. And so each year, the County Advisory Library Advisory Commission goes through the exercise of trying to balance all of the library's budgets. And so that takes some time. And so when that's all done, then they finalize the countywide library agreement. And then that library agreement has to be passed by each of the four city councils. So it has to be passed by Goleta City Council, Santa Barbara, Lompoc, and Santa Maria. So, excuse me. So it will actually be going in front of Goleta City Council on December 17th. So once that's approved by the Goleta City Council, then we will get our first check from the county for our per capita.
And some of that, I'm making an assumption here, which is always dangerous, but some of that will then roll back into the general fund?
The general fund is what comes from the city of Goleta. Mm-hmm. That is part of the budget.
Right, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's a separate amount. The general fund money is provided from the city of Goleta.
Because that money is quite behind also, $311,000 versus $75,000. You know. And then these
are year-to-date actuals.
Yes,
yeah,
right. So. But you know, we're looking for a big December, I guess. there are a couple of questions here.
When does the fiscal year start for you?
July 1st.
Mm-hmm. This is just one quarter of the year.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Thank you. So it's not year to date. It's a quarter. Okay. All right. That probably takes care of the rest of them then. That'll take care of the rest of them. Because it said year to date, and I was wondering what was going on.
And actually, I think it would be helpful if there was a third column that gives a percentage so that we can kind of get an idea of if we are where we might expect to be. That would be helpful.
Anything else to cover on agenda item B1? Moving on to agenda item B2. Actually, is there any comments from members of the public about agenda item B1? Seeing no members of the public. Moving on to agenda item B2, Goleta Valley Library presentation on e-materials and libraries.
Okay, so I believe it was at our last meeting, Commissioner Murr asked for a presentation on e-materials and libraries and the controversy that's been in the news lately, which I was very happy to prepare, although it did nothing for my blood pressure during the preparation. So just to give a little bit of history, public libraries have been making e-materials available to patrons for about a decade now. The seven jurisdictions that make up Black Gold pool their money in order to have a large collection of materials available through four vendors, Overdrive, RB Digital, Anki, and in a very minor way, Luna, which is a photographic database. And really, they're mostly historical local photos, so it really doesn't factor in financially. But Overdrive, RB Digital, and Anki are the main ones. Hoopla is a pay-per-download service that is directly charged to each jurisdiction, so it's not a pooled collection. The e-materials that we provide to our patrons include books, audiobooks, magazines, movies, TV series, comics, and music. And not each company does not provide all of those things. None of them provide all of those things. So you have to pick and choose between the different companies that we use. Over the past 4 years, ebooks and e-audiobooks have come with increasingly restrictive use models. So we get a lot of questions, and I've been doing a lot on our Facebook page about this over the last couple of months to try and answer some of the questions that our patrons are asking. So one of the questions is, how much do libraries pay for ebooks? Libraries pay up to 5 times the retail price of an ebook. So most people use Kindle when they purchase books for themselves. And the general price for a bestseller on Kindle is $14.99. Libraries are generally charged a minimum of $55 per title, and it can go up to $125 for very popular authors. But the key difference is that publishers do not actually sell ebooks to libraries. They lease them for a limited period of time. So there are, it's called the Big Five publishers. Three of the Big Five publishers lease the title for 2 years, and then it disappears from our collection. So we pool our money into Overdrive, and we purchase a title. And from three of the Big Five publishers, the title's there for 2 years, and then we get a notice that that title is going to be leaving Overdrive, and if we want it to be available to our patrons, we need to repurchase it. HarperCollins, the fourth of the Big Five publishers, they allow for 26 circulations in whatever period of time that takes, and then they delete the title from our holdings. So if it's a popular book and people are reading it quickly, you know, that book may only be in Overdrive for a year available to our patrons, and then it's gone. And if we want that book to be available to our patrons, we need to repurchase it. Now, most recently, Macmillan, the last of the Big Five, introduced an embargo to library purchases. They will only allow libraries to purchase one copy of any new title for the first 2 months of publication. And this is confusing, and I'm not certain exactly what it means. We've been trying to figure this out. It does at least mean that we can only get one copy, say, I'm not sure if they published John Grisham, but let's say they published John Grisham. We can only get one copy of the newest John Grisham altogether for Goleta, Buelton, and Solvang to share. But it may actually mean we can only get one copy for all of Black Gold to share. And this is what we're trying to figure out right now. It's a little unclear, the legalities of this, how they're going to impose this embargo. So why are publishers treating libraries so differently? Macmillan's CEO stated that libraries are, quote, cannibalizing their sales and are, quote, marketing to turn purchasers into borrowers, end quote. So is there any proof that publishers actually lose money by selling ebooks to libraries? And in fact, there is no proof about this. In fact, consumer ebook sales have plateaued, whereas library purchases have steadily increased. Studies have shown that people who listen to or read ebooks via the library frequently will either purchase that title that they read through the library for themselves or purchase other titles by the same author for themselves. So therefore, studies show that library use of ebooks actually frequently lead to sales for publishers. And in addition, I looked up today how many libraries there are in the United States, and this is not just public libraries, this is libraries in total. There are over 100,000 libraries in the United States. Now, definitely not all of them make ebooks and e-audiobooks available to their patrons, but still, that's a market that is steady, and budgets every year a significant amount toward e-materials that these publishers are alienating and treating in a very prejudiced way. Will Macmillan's two-month embargo increase their sales? It's likely that it won't. Library patrons are patient. They're used to waiting 2 months to get a book that they've placed a hold on. Many cannot afford to purchase books. Many don't have devices. They may have cell phones, but it's really hard to read an ebook on a phone. You have to be pretty patient to do that. Macmillan will, however, lose all the library sales that they would have made. Many people ask, can I donate the ebook that I purchased to the library? And it's a very kind and generous thought. Unfortunately, the answer is no. When you purchase an ebook for yourself, you are actually purchasing it and you own it forever. When libraries purchase ebooks, as I said, they're only leasing them for a limited period of time. So we are not you're not allowed to transfer titles that you have purchased. Now, who is behind this effort that is increasingly convincing authors and publishers not to sell to libraries? Many newspapers and magazines have publicly stated their belief that Amazon is behind this effort. Amazon is working with publishers and authors and encouraging them not to sign contracts with library vendors. They're convincing them that they are losing money by allowing their materials to be made available through companies like Overdrive and Hoopla. So, and Amazon's doing this because if authors and publishers agree to work solely with Amazon and Kindle, then Amazon would have the corner on the market for downloads in the same way that it dominates the print book market. Jana and I were looking up the other day, The Color Purple. We had a patron that wanted The Color Purple in audiobook, book on CD. It's out of print, and it's not available on download. It's only available through Kindle. So there's clearly an effort here to get the hold, the major hold of the market. So what can we do? Many libraries are refusing to purchase titles from Macmillan. The Black Gold Administrative Council has not yet had a discussion on this topic, but since I wrote this report, we have a meeting scheduled for this Friday, and this topic is on the agenda, and I will be proposing that we do embargo the Macmillan titles. Follow the news coming from the American Library Association, and I thank them because a lot of the information that I got for this presentation was really clearly put together by them, and take action where appropriate. There's an online petition against Macmillan that has, over 200,000 signatures. And also, it's really key to remember that e-materials are often the only kind of book that's accessible to those with physical or reading disabilities. There's a definite reason that e-books are most popular with older folks, because they can adjust the font so they can read it. It's not heavy. It doesn't hurt them to hold the book. They're holding their device. It's comfortable. So this has a real impact on people not being able to access the materials that they want. So it's an important issue, and it's one that is very concerning to everyone in the American Library Association. And librarians are doing everything that we can. We sent a letter to the Macmillan CEO, and he just basically said, we don't think this is going to affect you all that much. Just wait 2 months and then you can order copies of what you want. So it's a shame, but it's been something that we've seen coming as our prices have increased through the years. So I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Thank you very much for this presentation. I personally find these issues incredibly frustrating and have spent the last over a decade of my life working on fighting issues at the Copyright Office relating to technological crackdown on the ability to do basic things like allowing people who have disabilities to be able to get access to the materials that they need. And so just when I hear your presentation, it just really, really drives me crazy. Like it just, but I think there's a question from Director Murr.
I have a couple, but I'll just start with a few. So you said that libraries pay up to 5 times the price of the electronic book. How does that compare to hard copy books?
Libraries generally get about a 45% discount rate over the cover price of hardcover books.
So you pay less than the rate for hardcover books, but you pay 5 times as many for electronic. That is unbelievable. And so, and then you said that purchasing of ebooks is flat, whereas library purchases are going up. Do you have an idea of the entire ebook revenue of the kind of the big five? What percentage is the library purchases? I assume it's a small amount, but
I do not know that number, and I am not sure that they have made that number public.
That would be interesting.
It would be interesting. It's certainly a steady source of income for them.
Well, I know we're not agenda to take any kind of action, but I, for one, am happy that you're talking to people about the embargo.
And may I request for the next meeting, can you give us an update on your Friday meeting? And so we know kind of where things are going.
Yes, I will definitely give you an update on Black Gold. And the hopefully we'll make a decision this Friday. And we will continue to publicize this issue on the Goleta Valley Library's Facebook page.
Perhaps it might be interesting to maybe do a letter to the editor or something, because I'm not sure how many people are on the Facebook page, but I think that, you know, what you just said is so distressing that I think that there would be many people in the community that would be interested in knowing about that.
And I mean, it is merely another handful of people to sign, but the petition that was mentioned is to ebooksforall.org and currently has 219,639 signatures, and I certainly will be adding my signature to the list. So. Is there anything else we'd like to cover on this agenda item before moving on to the next topic? Any comments from the public?
No, none at this time.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda section C, discussion action item. Item C1, continued consideration of mission statement.
Okay, so we've had several discussions about possible mission statements for the library, and I've presented you with three possible statements that I compiled from your previous discussions, and was hoping that at this meeting you can further discuss these and perhaps decide if there's one that you like best, or if you prefer further wordsmithing.
Perhaps Jay can read them out loud with his radio voice.
All right. Sample statement number one. The Goleta Valley Library is a community center that serves our diverse community by leveraging public assets to support the joy of lifelong, multi-generational learning, civil engagement, and the respectful exchange of ideas and information, both within the physical walls of the library and far beyond. Sample statement number two. The Goleta Valley Library is a family-friendly community center that serves our diverse community by leveraging public assets to support the joy of lifelong, multi-generational learning, civil engagement, and the respectful exchange of ideas and information, both within the physical walls of the library and far beyond. Sample statement number three. The Goleta Valley Library is a welcoming, family-friendly center for the community with a multicultural focus that shares the cost of knowledge by providing physical and virtual materials, multi-generational learning, satisfying recreational needs, and actively pursuing outreach and partnering with other community service agencies.
Remembering to turn on the microphone. So I will just react a little bit. I noticed that statement number one and statement number two are identical with the exception of the word family friendly. And in general, I like those. I prefer those to the third one, although I like that the third one says center for the community rather than community center. Since we have a Goleta Valley Community Center. So, not that I want to get into too much wordsmithing, but I would, and I like welcoming in there. So, I would go with something like the Goleta Valley Library is a welcoming center for the community that serves our diverse, and then all the ending is good, but you can't say center for the community serves our diverse community. Well, that wouldn't be good.
So a couple of ideas. If they're so close, well, first of all, maybe we can get rid of one. Which I would submit is getting rid of number three. And then we could take elements out of there. But if we could use one as a template, these are usable. Mm-hmm. If we could use one as a template and then bat it around, I think we'd be better off than trying to discuss all three, because there are elements in all three that we could take out. Mm-hmm. For example, even though I would lose three, I like physical and virtual materials from there. Mm-hmm. So maybe we drop that into two or something. So that's a process comment, mm-hmm, rather than an edit. But I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, I will just say that I like three the best.
Okay.
So,
there you go.
So that's a little tough. Well, I'm willing to. I mean, I think one and two are essentially the same. So I think that we can cross out either one or two and then just compare and maybe merge. 2 and 3 or 1 and 3?
Well, let's admit, let's use 2.
Okay.
Is that all right with people? Okay.
So yeah, I will also say that I had happened to like 3 the best. But part of it, and like I can focus on the specific elements of it, and then that way that could be, for example, transferred to something else. And I had particularly liked the idea of the phrasing sharing the cost of knowledge. But it might be that that's the thing that everyone else doesn't like about it.
I don't know what that means. I'll be charged. If I hear sharing the cost of knowledge, it's unclear to me whether that's we're charging people to share the cost or we're providing, we're paying, we the library are paying. I find that a vague term.
Yeah, so I agree with you. I think that even though we discussed it a couple months ago and we really liked that idea that we were using kind of taxpayer funds and community funds to make sure that, you know, this was available to everyone in the community, I think that the phrasing is too inside baseball, and I think people are not going to understand what that means. So my recommendation is to remove that from either whatever we come up with. Okay. And then one other thing is just you have civil engagement, but I think it's supposed to be civic engagement.
Well, that's actually interesting. Which one do you prefer? They're two different things.
They are different. Two different things.
Well, if you don't believe me. I mean, which one do people like?
I read it as, I mean, in my mind, I thought, it's supposed to be civic engagement. But I think when we talked about it, we talked about civil discourse.
Well, I think that's where the respectful exchange of ideas, I think that's in the next
Well, that's
phrase.
True. That would cover that, wouldn't
Very
it?
Good.
Yeah. So maybe we change that to civic,
Yeah, there are many things I liked more about the third one, but I found it more awkward. Terms of, and so part of that was the sharing the cost of knowledge. Mm-hmm. I agree with you about that.
So if we do that and just move it to provides.
And then also the partnering with community service agencies. If I'm if I'm someone coming in off the street, a user, do I care that much about that is the question as some of the other stuff? Or is that inside baseball?
Well, is this something that gets back to the goal? Is this an advertisement for people to see and then decide whether they're interested in going to the library? Or is this something that was designed for people within the library in order to be able to know, like, that's what we are trying to achieve? And so that's where it's also, I think, there's some of this question of whether we're doing inside baseball or not kind of starts to...
Allison, what's your preference?
It's kind of both.
That's what I would say.
It's something that drives what we do. But it's also something that's going to go on our brochures and on our website, and it's something that we want to use to draw people in. And one of the things that people do ask is whether we partner with other groups in the community. So I do think that's important, but perhaps it could be phrased
better.
Does
leveraging public assets say that in two or not?
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's a different concept.
I had taken it out, but then,
you don't think it's a different concept? I think it's a different concept.
I do.
Okay.
I don't think most people would take that to mean partnering with other community groups.
So what if we did something like, I'm just finding the wording at the, not the specifics, but the way it's phrased at the end awkward. What if it were something like, the Goleta Valley Library is a welcoming, family-friendly center for the community that values multiculturalism, multi-generational learning, and provides physical and virtual materials and actively partners with other organizations. There's some different concepts in there, and they're kind of mushed together, and I'm really thinking about... Some of this is values, some of it is what we do, and some of it is some aspirational goals of partnership and outreach.
So you said the Goleta Valley Library is a welcoming, family-friendly center for the community that values multiculturalism, multi-generational learning, and provides physical and virtual materials. And then I lost you after that part.
And provides physical and virtual materials and recreational programming while actively pursuing outreach and partnership opportunities or something like that.
So I think you're saying what you value
what you do.
What you do, and then the, and then how you, wait, and then how you do it. Yeah.
Yeah. The last part I think is much trickier. The actively pursuing outreach and partnership. It could be and engages in partnership and community.
Yeah, we're not a lobbying organization,
outreach.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You know, and sees itself as a partner with other community agencies.
By the way, it's fine to have more than one sentence rather than running out of breath while trying to read the whole thing.
I agree.
Laura, can you say what you, can you go, I thought you started making this fairly coherent. Can you say?
Okay, I'll try it again. Since I didn't write it.
No, the Goleta Valley Library.
Valley Library is a welcoming, family-friendly center for the community that values multiculturalism and multi-generational learning. It provides physical and virtual materials and recreational programming and actively blah, 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 and engages in outreach with other local organizations and communities. Blah blah blah. I'm running out of steam at the end. I need help at the end.
Yeah. Right. So you have the beginning about what the Goleta Valley Library is, and it. That values multiculturalism and multi-generational learning. It provides physical and virtual materials and programming, and it actively pursues outreach and partners with other community service agencies.
It's just, I'm not loving the last, the actively pursuing part.
How about just actually actively
I'm not
partnering.
Loving the actively pursuing part. To all the viewers out there.
Yes. So why? So what about it doesn't...
Sounds like we're
it.
A lobbying organization.
Oh, it's awkward. Yeah. It's phrased awkwardly. I think it doesn't actually say simply what... I think what we're trying to say is that we work with others, we outreach to the community, we're part of a greater community, and we see ourselves as a partner, as a key partner in making the Goleta Valley the place we want it to be. But it's that's not perfect, and this isn't really, it doesn't really say that yet. So, Abe, you're the writer.
Well, I'm working on it. I did a flip and a flop here, and again, I'm not sure I got every element that people want to do, but let me try this with you. The Goleta Valley Library. Is a welcoming, family-friendly center for our diverse community. I wanted to keep diverse in. Period. It values multicultural, multi-generational, and multimedia learning. I do like the idea that we're not just books, you know, or whatever form. I know I have three sentences, it should be two, but just the thoughts for a minute. It actively partners with community agencies to support the joy of lifelong learning and civic engagement.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And this time you went for civic, not
just. Yeah,
civil.
I did actually. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I think, I think that resonates with the times we live in right now, where everything's so divisive, and that's why I went with civic, or you know. But I could go with civil either. Either one, you know, because I just kind of made a case for civil, I guess. but either of those are fine with me. But if you like that, we can just boil that down to two sentences and. You know,
I don't see any problem with three sentences.
Yeah, well, it says two its, but we could wordsmith that.
What do you think, Allison?
I don't want it longer than two, if possible. Could you read it again?
Yeah,
please?
Just give me 1 second here. Maybe I can get it to two real quick.
Did we drop programming out of that?
Oh, we need to add that in.
We could throw that in. hold on for a second. I got it. Hold on for a second. The Galena Valley Library is a welcoming, family-friendly center that provides multicultural, multigenerational, multimedia learning to our diverse community. It actively partners with other community agencies to support the joy of learning and the civic/civil engagement.
Yeah, I think we need to add back in provide what they provide, physical and virtual materials and programming.
Well, programming, for sure. Does multimedia say physical and virtual?
I think that's because that's in the value statement and not in the what they provide statement.
And we need to bear in mind that we're creating this statement for everyone to understand.
Which is why we should cram every possible thought we want into it.
So, hold on a second. It offers. I mean, I'm just going to keep jamming stuff in here. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, perhaps, yeah, we could kind of flip the values and the providing part. And so it provides physical and virtual materials and programming that values multicultural and multigenerational learning, period. Because then you don't have to do multimedia since you put physical and virtual materials.
Right. Well, that's a question. I mean, how do people feel about what's the first sentence here? Is it welcoming? Okay.
Yeah, that's the most important.
All right, so let me read this and then maybe we can get your edits into here. The Galena Valley Library is a welcoming, family-friendly center that provides multicultural, multigenerational learning to our diverse community. It offers physical and virtual materials and programming. And actively partners with other community agencies to support the joy of learning and as well as civic engagement. Now I got things hanging here, I guess. Now I wish we had a board.
I'll make it a lot.
I would certainly find it a lot easier from my perspective of trying to keep track of all this if we were hit. But
I don't know how to get around that. And,
nothing you solve right now, but it is. Mm-hmm.
So, what would be your flip? Oh, your total.
That was close. I think again to put it into kind of two sentences. The Galena Valley Library is a welcoming, family-friendly center for our diverse community that provides physical and virtual materials and programming.
That makes it sound like the diverse community provides it.
I think. You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could read what I have here,
yeah,
and we could take
time.
5 minutes and all wordsmith it and then come back to it. Would that work?
Is that the best way to proceed, do you think?
Because otherwise you're just spitting stuff past each other, I think. We're getting close.
Can we put it up on the screen?
Oh,
I mean,
great.
I'm happy to type if that is helpful. Oh, you're right. Okay, that's fine. All right.
So,
I for what it's worth, I've certainly run meetings, particularly in our policy committee meetings at the IVCSD, where we will have versions and then edited collaboratively, it seems to work for people who are watching it because it allows them to see the things that we're looking at as opposed to trying to the same process that we're doing, but.
So,
and I'm also happy to type, so I'm a very fast typer.
So can we get something up there? Okay.
Well, why don't you, as she's doing it, maybe you can read slowly so that we can all...
Okay, the Galena Valley Library, and again, we could flip and flop, is a welcoming, family-friendly... It's funny, I missed the last meeting, and these are like the greatest hits in 2 months ago. Center that provides... multicultural, multi-generational learning for our diverse community. Stop. It offers physical and virtual materials, might be a better word, but we'll see what that is, and programming, which I think is important, and actively partners with other community agencies to support the joy of learning and I'll add a word here and foster. Do we like civic or civil?
Civic.
Civic engagement. So I can read it. I can now read it to you on a cleaner sheet. The Galena Valley Library is a welcoming, family-friendly center that provides multicultural, multi-generational learning for our diverse community. It offers physical and virtual materials and programming and actually actively partners with other community agencies to support the joy of learning and foster civic engagement. Now, if you wanted to like take part of one sentence and throw into the other and back, go back, that's fine.
Can I say the whole thing again?
The Galena Valley Library is a welcoming, family-friendly center that provides multicultural, multi-generational learning for our diverse community. It offers physical and virtual materials and programming and actively partners with other community agencies to support the joy of learning and foster civic engagement.
I quite like it.
Sweet sentences.
Good.
All right.
Maybe the process of you getting us all to write it down means
right.
that we don't have
we
to spend this much time.
Right. yeah. The low-tech solution.
Are you okay with it, Allison?
I'm not sure.
Yes, I like that.
And we could roll it out. You mentioned this before. We could roll it out to some kind of beta test with the public, to see what see if they get it, if they like it, and take it from there.
And the city council will
those guys, right?
chew it over as
yeah.
well.
Not sure if his Director Murr is
right. what
making
you
redrafting frantically or is...
No, I'm just typing it out so that I can put it in an email to Allison so
okay.
that
okay.
you have
well,
it.
I'll give you this too. I'll give you...
Here. Oh, no, I have it.
Okay.
It's all...
I want her to have it.
Oh, to her,
because
yes.
it's going to go up on the wall.
Yes,
so,
okay.
So, there you go. Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
Do you need a motion from us today? Is this a motion to recommend this to the city council, or is it to recommend it to staff, or recommend?
It's a motion to recommend it to city council.
So moved.
Second. Ready right. for Broadway.
There's a motion by Director Goodman, seconded by Director Peck. Is there any public comment on this motion? Seeing none. Moving on to, is there a director discussion on the motion? Mostly looking at you. Good All right.
job, everyone.
Moving on to a vote. Everyone in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes 4-0-0-1 at 6:59 p.m.
I would just like to say thank you for all of your thoughtful, sure, hard work on this
issue.
I'm glad
we were able to get to it. Thank you for coming.
Very much appreciate it.
All right. Is there anything else on this agenda item? Moving on to Section D, future agenda items.
I will be bringing you a report as requested on going fine free at some point in the winter. And then in January, we will be going over the highlights of the fiscal year 18-19 state report, which I submitted to California State Library in November.
And when do you have reconciled numbers? You know, you have an annual for, what was it, 18, I guess. When, February, March, when do you actually have a budget for what we did in the year past?
I presented to you the fiscal year budget for 18-19 already. You may...
Yes, no, I got that. Now, when would you have your proposed budget going forward with this money, the infusions of money? If this was a quarter report, do you keep doing quarter reports until you get to the fiscal?
Or? The first line is the fiscal year. Uh-huh. So each month you get the year to date.
Okay, right, okay. All right, so, but there's no, but is there a predicted, I guess, is there, do we see, this is the budget through July of 20?
Yes.
Right? Or June 30th.
This is our current fiscal year budget.
What do you need from us to talk about goals for the budget after that?
We actually went through the process for creating a two-year budget last year, so we have a budget in place for fiscal year 2021.
Okay.
Director Murr.
And then just another agenda item. I would really like to hear how things are going in with Solvang and Buellton and just get an update on how that is going.
Okay, I will prepare that for the February meeting.
And are they constituting library advisory commissions?
They are supposed to create a joint commission, but because of the turnover in the city manager position at Solvang, they have not yet been able to do that. So I will be going up there this month and in January to speak to their city councils about a couple of issues where we need some decisions made that normally we would expect their LAC to make the decision.
Just curious.
Did I see that Director Goodman was wanting to add something?
No.
Nope, did not. Okay. All right. So seems like we might be concluding on future agenda items. Mm-hmm. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Director Murr, seconded by Director Peck. public comment. Seeing none, moving on to Director comments. Okay, moving on to vote. Everyone in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0-0-1 at 7:03 p.m. I call this meeting adjourned. Okay.